Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Bill, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well. Much better than I was last weekend.
Yes, you sound better.
I sound better. I don't look any better. That's a shame.
Well, yeah. True. All right. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy is with us via the web. Bubble Boy's on his way into the studio, I believe. Jerry, you with us? Talk to me, buddy. Let's see. I think I got him.
Yeah.
Hello, Adam.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
I'm here.
Hold on.
I'm here.
No, that's not him. Well,
I'm up here in Virginia.
Right there. There he is.
Doing my thing in the mountains.
Yeah, I got you.
Ha.
Don't I, Jerry? No.
Yeah.
I don't hear him. That's weird.
I hear something, but I don't hear him.
That's bizarre, huh? What's going on there?
Oh, who knows?
What's up with that?
I'm not in charge of
knowing. I know what the problem is.
I know what the problem is. You're a moron.
Well, no. That's not
a
problem.
That's a feature.
Okay, you could look at it like that.
That's not a problem. That's a feature.
You think so? All right, Jerry, how about now? We got you now?
Cheeky monkey see my bum?
Okay. That was the,
We didn't say everything's that. Everything's coming together now.
Is our code word.
We're going to get Jimmy the Bubble Boy a watch so he knows what time nationally syndicated radio program starts.
Now.
I couldn't find my keys.
Nice.
It took me 20 minutes.
Are you serious?
I am serious. That's old age, Greg. I'm getting senile in my old age.
Uh-huh. Well, you got to put them in a place where you always know where to check.
Uh-huh.
I bet you they were at where you put them.
Yeah. Well, miraculously, they showed up as soon as he stood up.
Yeah, so I
don't know what that means.
It's remarkable.
And maybe we should just leave that one alone. But look, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Our buddy Casey's going to check in with us on the phone here in a little bit. He just got back from diving in the Keys and then participating in a lionfish derby. Also, coming up in hour
lionfish.
Two.
Lionfish?
Yeah,
lionfish. That reminds me of my favorite new book by Eric Douglas, the latest in the Winthrow Key novella series.
That features
Lionfish.
Bill the Producer, myself, and Bubble Boy, yeah. But no, he was actually in a lionfish derby to help benefit Reef last week. So
he is
going to report back on that. Then in hour two, we have our psychic mermaid that's going to join us today. Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Valentina.
She did, but I didn't see
yes,
that.
Yes, you didn't. But she's going to join us via the web today. And I don't know, a little precursor as we get to, you know, get ready to head into the Halloween season. I want to talk to her about possibly setting up a, seance, or we're going to talk to dead people or something in October for Halloween.
Perfect.
Maybe channel the spirit of Jacques Cousteau, finally get that interview that we were never able to get in the beginning years of Scuba Radio. Maybe we can finally find a way to connect with the afterlife.
That seems
water.
So likely to work out to our benefit.
You know what? It'll be slightly amusing at the bare minimum. You think, Bill? Come on.
Slightly is really what we target for.
Well, hey, you know, what do you want? You're not going to get much more than that. So
really,
anyway.
No sense in aiming higher and missing. Let's be honest.
True. Good point. So we have that coming up today. But the first thing we want to get into on today's big radio show spectacular.
Item numero uno.
Is some TV news. And, you know, I know Jerry the Diver Guy has been, he's been pretty, active when it comes to staying up with the latest and greatest scuba diving, you know, related TV type things. Am I right there, Jerry, or what?
Is that even a sentence?
Yeah, no. Well, we try to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just being aware. He turned me on to this new show that's on History Channel. And what is it called again, Jerry? Pirate Treasure something.
Pirate Treasures of the Knights Templar,
I think.
The Knights Templar.
Pirate Treasure of the Knights Templar.
Yeah. Do you know what the Templar folks are?
I know what the Knights Templar are.
Right. So these guys have found some treasure off of Madagascar and have connected it to the Knights of the Templar.
These guys aren't penguins, are they?
Pirates. Off of Madagascar.
Yeah.
Not Malta. Madagascar.
Madagascar. That's the element to it that's kind of unique. They found some connection. They think that some pirates back in the day got a hold of that treasure and then traveled to Madagascar, and now they're finding some remnants of it off the coast of Madagascar.
Well, there we are. This is hundreds of years ago. The Knights Templar were disbanded by the Pope in the 1300s, I think.
By the French, Bill.
What?
He just said by the French.
It was administered by the French, but it was actually a papal bull.
A paper bull?
Papal bull.
Okay. Well, why are we bringing in wildlife to this?
Never mind. Forget it.
I'm confused. Wouldn't be the first time. But yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, to say the least, though, isn't it? I mean, do you find that
intriguing? It's very interesting.
I mean, I'm intrigued by the whole thing. I mean, it looks like it's shot by the same folks who did Snake Island.
Are there any
from
snakes?
Discovery Channel. Well, I've only watched one episode. You've seen more than that. Am I right there, Jerry?
I've seen both episodes.
Okay,
I've
there's only been two, and there's another one tonight, Saturday night, on the History Channel or something like that, I believe. So there's more to come, and time will tell whether it's whether they find the treasure, I guess. But it's intriguing, and it seems kind of like a pretty cool show to me. Because there's some diving in it. There's some more treasure hunting diving in that show that, I think divers can appreciate. Have you ever done any kind of treasure hunting yourself there, Jerry? Is that what drew you to this in the first place, or what?
Well, you know, I've always been interested in it.
Yeah.
But I'm about like Bubble Boy. The only treasure hunting I ever get to look for is either my billfold or my keys.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, they got some new device that you can use to find that. It's on one of those Indigo or Kickstarter campaign things, and you can just attach that to your keys and find it, and you'll be good to go. But this is treasure. And I think there's a, you know, one of the top things I get asked about as far as wanting to go dive, with
aren't you afraid you're going to be eaten by sharks?
Well, that's the first.
Okay.
But the second
place.
I actually got
that this week.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and you do as a dive instructor. But the second one is like, where do you want to go? And hey, can we go find some stuff, like some treasure or something like that? And you know, that is something that I think is that draws everybody, whether they're divers or just, you know, interested in treasure, period, and finding something, that sense of discovery. So I think that kind of draws you into this type of show. Now, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, what's drawn me into this show so far is that Barry Clifford is actually, they're showing him diving on the Adventure Galley, supposedly the Adventure Galley of Captain Kidd. And I can't remember the other pirate's name that had the fiery dragon ship.
Steve.
Fiery dragon ship. What you mean, the guy who was diving it, or what do you mean, the pirate guy?
Well, Barry Clifford is actually diving on those.
Right.
But it's in Pirate's Cove Bay in Madagascar.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's several ships that sunk in that area that are known to be pirate ships.
Yeah.
And Adventure Galley is Captain Kidd's flagship.
Oh,
and
okay.
They are actually diving on that ship on the show.
I got you. So they think they might have his ship. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. And the other one they're showing is the fiery dragon ship.
Right. The fiery dragon. Yeah, that's the way it was featured in episode one that I saw. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting stuff. You know, I love those shows, and I think, you know, when you're a diver, you can connect to them just that much more when they're doing that and you're watching. And it doesn't look like very exciting diving because the visibility is like all of 1 foot. But, you know, it's no different than going down there and trying to find...
well, it's a different kind of diving, really. It's diving looking for something as opposed to diving to look just to see what's there.
Well, exactly.
It's archaeology.
Yeah, well, there finding we shark teeth. Megalodon shark teeth is what we were talking about last week and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's not necessarily the type of diving that is appealing. Like you said, it's that sense of discovery and when you're on a mission to find something. And we're going to actually talk about a letter, an email I received this week, too, that someone was taking me to task for kind of throwing a certain type of diving under the bus. And, Bill, you're guilty of this as well. So I'm going to have you hang over for one more segment. We're going to talk about that in another TV show. It's a little bit more popular than the Pirate Treasure and Search of the Night Traggler or whatever the hell it was on History Channel. We got a lot coming up on today's show, so stick around. We're just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
What the hell was that? I don't remember that ever happening.
I believe you don't.
It was after about 20 glasses of kava in Fiji.
Nice.
And then you're able to block that stuff out, I think.
Thank God there are pictures.
Yeah. Oh, there's pictures. Oh, damn. All right. Anyway, look, we got a lot of stuff to cover on today's show. I might as well get this complaint out of the way. Jeff has sent us some viewer mail. And it says, hey, Greg, catching up with the show from September 5th, where Phil Narcosis was diving in the Channel Islands. I did that in September. I thought it was awesome. However, you know, while I understand Florida divers may not like the cold water diving, you guys are really missing out, and I wish you wouldn't be so quick to cry about it and get the right gear. It upsets me every time you guys start discussing cold water diving, and you almost write it off completely. When was the last time you had on any guests on Scuba Radio from Canada, the Pacific Northwest, or even Northeast United States talking about and promoting local diving? The diving is great. It's easy to get to, and it keeps money in the USA.
Well, all right. Let me first, not as a way of an apology, but as a way to say that I believe that I've done my part. 40 years ago, I dated Wendy Quimby, and she is an absolute cold water diver, and she will be diving off of Antarctica next year.
No, wait, I thought you were calling her like a cold fish or something, but...
Neither.
Oh.
Neither, because we were like 10. And to say that we dated, I think we went to a movie once.
Bill.
Back in the
day. And I eventually figured out what her birthday was.
How did you do that? What do you mean?
Wendy and Kathy were both classmates of mine, and they had birthdays January 5th and January 7th. So they're older women. They're a whole year older than me. My birthday's in December. Their birthday's in January. And back then, when we just had dirt, kindergarten started when in that year you were going to turn 5. So my birthday's in December. I'm in classes with other people whose birthdays are in 1963.
Okay.
That's when we're going to school together. So it's none of this nonsense like your birthday's in October, so you can't go until next year.
All right. Well, Bill, thanks for sharing. I don't know what that has
cold water diver.
Okay.
The ultimate cold water diver. I dated her.
All right. Let's just get back on track. This is ridiculous.
This is the other thing, though.
Yeah.
I apologize that you can't be all things to all people. And I think some divers are. Wendy doesn't mind the warm waters of the Caribbean. She doesn't mind it, but she's willing to dive anywhere.
Right.
I am not. I'm just not.
You're a warm water wuss like myself.
I like bright colors and shiny fish. That's what I like. Well, that's what I want to get out of diving. I want to see bright colors and shiny fish. Guess what? That doesn't happen where the water's cold.
No, that's not true.
It just doesn't
happen. Hold the phone there, buddy boy.
Yeah,
now Jeff, you're sounding like Jeff because we have talked about diving off of Catalina Island. We've talked about diving off the Channel Islands. That's what Phil did that week. And, you know, he's a little upset with us because we're always talking about, ooh, how cold is the water? Oh, I can't do that kind of thing. I have talked about being able to do cold water diving with a heated rash guard, and I don't knock it at all. I actually respect divers who dive in cold water more than myself, because they're willing to go through a few more hoops than maybe I am. Now, that doesn't mean I don't appreciate that type of diving, and we have talked about that. Diving's diving. I don't care if it's cold water or warm water. I love hearing about it. So, Jeff, you know, look, I understand you're a little PO'd with us about that, and I would encourage you to go to scubaradio.com and file a report right there that it says get on the air on the right side of the homepage. Record a little 90-second report of dive report of the cold water diving in your area, and we'll air it. Simple as that. Problem solved, right? And we won't quit whining because we're warm water wusses. Yeah, we are Florida divers, and anything below like 75 degrees is like, oh, my God, oh, my God! And yeah, we could get a dry suit, and I have no problem about having the proper gear. I have a dry suit. I have the driest dry suit in the world because it's never been in the water. Okay? So, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate that type of diving. It just means that personally, I'm a wuss, and I'm here to admit it firsthand to you. So there you go. If you've been listening to the show for any extended period of time, I think that's become very apparent over the years. Wouldn't you agree, Bill?
There is great diving to be had in places where I will not do the great diving. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. But as far as the bright colored fish, you know, the Garibaldi that you would see off the west coast there, it's very colorful. I've done that. I've done the kelp diving and that kind of thing. But you got to jump through a lot more hoops. You got to put on a hell of a lot more gear than us warm water wusses in Florida or down in the Caribbean. And do I prefer that? Yeah, I prefer that. Does that mean I think I'm better than the divers that put on those dry suits and do that cold water diving locally or whatever? Oh, hell no. I respect them a lot more. and appreciate the fact that they're willing to jump through those hoops and know that local diving is the lifeblood of any diver. You know, we don't have the luxury of being able to, you know, fly down to the Caribbean and dive warm water places all the time. And whether that is, somewhere in Chicago or on the West Coast off the,
or the Northeast.
Pacific or anywhere. I mean, that's how you keep your skills up. That's what you do. But would you prefer to go down to Fiji and the Maldives? I think there's going to be a few more people siding with me on that one.
And where did Skin Diver start?
What do you mean?
Where did Skin Diver magazine start?
Well, they were in California.
California. Yeah. Cold freaking water.
Now, they went out of business, so I don't know what that says, but...
It took them a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It took them a couple of minutes.
50 years.
Yeah.
They hung in there. But anyway, so there you go. We got that.
That was more a function of magazines going out of business.
Yes, it
than
was.
It was
true.
Anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed.
Stupid internet.
All right.
Warm water internet.
TV shows, when it comes to diving, we're talking about that new Pirate Treasure show on History Channel.
Yes.
The other show that just picked up a couple weeks ago was Bering Sea Gold, and I love that show on Discovery Channel. And this year, they got a new twist. They've been bringing some new greenhorns in that are female divers.
Yes.
And they're doing this dredging there in the Baltic Sea, right?
Yes.
And it is interesting to see how that's transpiring so far. I love the show. I'm thinking, you know, when it comes to cold water diving, that's pretty much the top of the Everest of cold water diving. And I would be, you know, that would be a cold water diving experience I'd like to
What's
mark
the name
off the
of the
list.
Show again?
Bering Sea Gold on Discovery.
Okay. It's probably not the Baltic. By the Bering.
Oh, the Bering Sea. Yeah,
that one. These girls.
It started with a P.
We need to get these girls on the show.
Yeah, we will.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Coming up, Valentina the Psychic Mermaid is planning to join us here a little bit later on. Also, Pete from Scuba Board has threatened to join us as well.
Oh, that jerk.
Yeah, so he'll be here.
The Psychotic Mermaid.
Shortly after the Dan tip. But we're talking about these new TV shows that have a diving element. I don't know. I'm hoping this is a new trend that continues. And the more exposure we get for diving on TV and the mainstream media, the better. I mean, that's awesome.
Right.
Whether it's Pirate Treasure or this other show, Bering Sea Gold, which has been on a couple seasons now. And I really enjoy that. And this one, they brought a couple new people into the mix that are, one of them is a dive master. She was a certified dive master. And it was interesting when I watched that show last year, and Jerry the Diver Guy, you can back me up on this. I got the impression that a lot of the people that were in that show or the people they brought on that show really didn't have any real diving experience.
Or getting gold experience.
Well, it was some of them, yeah, probably more gold experience than diving experience. But yeah, maybe some of them had neither. But this time they've actually brought a couple girls in. That are like dive masters. They look like people that you would see in the dive industry at a DEMA show or something, and saw the same thing. They saw it on TV and said, hey, I'll go up to Nome, Alaska, and give this a go. And so far, in the first couple episodes, they seem to be holding up okay. They're having their typical drama issues. But it was interesting to see one in particular, the one who's a dive master, perform quite well on her first dredging dive than probably 80%, 90% of the other folks when they get down there and they freak out. And you can say, man, that guy's having trouble, just staying down, can't get his buoyancy. This is like diving 101 things. I mean, did you get that impression too, Jerry?
Yeah, I got it. These guys, they've been doing it for years, and this girl goes down one time and put them to shame.
Exactly. She showed them how it's done, my friend. So it'll be interesting to watch Bering Sea Gold on Discovery Channel. We'll keep monitoring it, and we'll try to get those guys on the show. I have a feeling we have that common bond of diving, which means they won't normally just hang up on us when we call them. Yeah, maybe. 50-50. 50-50. All right, Dan Tep and then more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip number 84. Insert funny diving related joke here. See, we're dry. We got nothing.
Like this is some kind of practical joke. It's not funny. And I know funny. I'm a clownfish.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy.
Think we gave away today's topic?
I don't think your listeners will need multiple choice on this one.
So let's go true-false. We're discussing dive buddies and getting to know them, right?
True.
You're so smart. So tell us, how well do you have to know somebody before you dive with them as a buddy?
Well, knowing someone and knowing your dive buddy don't necessarily have anything to do with one another. You can dive with a perfect stranger, but still know them well as a dive buddy.
That can't be true.
Sure it can. You don't have to know a person well out of the water to be really compatible underwater. Just like I've known people who are the best of friends on the surface, but didn't do well when diving together. It all comes down to communication.
How do you mean?
Well, the first thing to know about your dive buddy is whether or not your goals on a given dive are compatible. If you like to swim fast and cover a lot of ground, while your buddy likes to stay in one place and take pictures, chances are you're not going to get along down there.
So be sure to agree upon the goal of the dive.
Absolutely. Make sure you discuss not only your goals, but what your skill levels are as well. They don't necessarily have to be the same, but it's something both buddies should know. If you've got a lot of experience but your buddy doesn't, you need to know that. If there's something that makes you uncomfortable with something underwater, or if there's a skill or concern that gives you trouble, let your buddy know. As long as you're both willing to recognize and accept any limits your differences may present, there's really no reason it can't be a good match.
What about the dive plan?
No matter how well you think you know your buddy, review every aspect of the plan out loud. Even if it seems like a given, talk about it to make sure you're both on the same page.
I know one that often gets overlooked is reviewing hand signals.
You mean the games of underwater charades we've all seen? It never ceases to amaze me how often it's overlooked, since that's how we communicate with each other underwater. I'll listen to dive buddies review every other part of a dive plan, only to watch them have absolutely no idea what they're trying to say to each other once they're at depth. Even something as simple as trying to share information on air supply becomes this complex dance of signals and signs and that boggles the mind, and apparently, even the buddy team.
Been there, been confused by that. What else can you do to get to know your buddy?
Watch him. If you've got a buddy who claims to have a lot of experience but puts his gear together backwards, you may want to double check how much experience he has. On the flip side, don't claim things about yourself that aren't true. Again, it's not always about matching skill levels as much as it is about being honest and open.
What else?
Before you enter the water, do a pre-dive safety check. You should be doing them anyway, but always, always with a first-time buddy. You should both be familiar with the other's gear so that in the event of an emergency, you're not trying to figure out things on the fly.
How nosy can you really get with a new buddy, though, really?
Short answer, as nosy as you need to be to feel comfortable. Remember, your buddy is expecting you to look out for him the same way he's looking out for you, so both of you should be comfortable with each other before you get in the water. If you want to know if there's anything about which you should be aware, like a medical condition or injury, ask. Most divers understand why the question is being asked, and most are willing to share all important information with their buddy.
I generally find that conversations between divers are surprisingly open and easy to have.
Sure, because we're sharing a common interest and goal. If you're teamed up with buddies, you're sharing the dive as well.
What's the most important thing about buddies besides communication?
I'd say understanding. If you're comfortable that your buddy will respect the plan and any limits you may have, and vice versa, you should get along well.
Do you find it easier to dive with someone you know or someone you don't?
You know, it really depends on the person. Diving with someone you know well on the surface is a great way to deepen the relationship. And when you've been in the water with someone a lot, you do get to know each other's habits, preferences, strengths, weaknesses, and the knowledge that creates a special bond between you. On the other hand, diving with someone new is a great way to make a new friend and learn something new. The only thing that's really important to me is that I know my buddy, if only as a dive buddy, before I hit the water.
And all it takes is a little communication.
So true.
You don't have to know a buddy long to know a buddy well. All it takes is a little time and some open communication. Be honest with your buddy and expect the same from them. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am joined by Jimmy the Bubble Boy. And like I said, there's a threat that Pete from Scuba Board is going to join us from the Florida Keys, but we also have Jerry the Diver Guy in the meantime, who's connected with us via the web in the mountains of Virginia. And Jerry, what's going on locally up there? You referred to a class, or teaching a class, where one of the students was asking you about sharks earlier. Is that what you've been doing, is teaching this week, or what? What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah, I've been teaching a little bit this week. I'm starting another class up. Hopefully, I can get it finished before fall breaks. But, you know, the leaves is changing and everything up here, so it's on the horizon.
It's on the horizon.
And I got to get finished.
Yeah. And locally, since we got taken to task by Jeff earlier about featuring cold water divers, where do you do your teaching there in Virginia? I mean, you have to go to some cold water places. There's a lake or river or something, or what?
Well, we've got two local lakes. One that actually is in Virginia and Tennessee. It kind of runs through both states. And then I got another one I use frequently that's kind of on top of a mountain. So, you know, and the water's pretty clear up there, but it is a little chilly.
Okay, so you have a lake on the top of the mountain there in Virginia, and you do your checkout dives or just confined water skills up there maybe too, or what?
I do all my checkout dives at that lake.
Okay, and so how deep does it get there? I mean,
it varies. It can get up to 150 foot, pretty close to it. Usually where I'm at, you know, I'm averaging 25 to 30 foot.
Okay. So that's not bad, but the visibility can be pretty good because, what is it, like a spring-fed lake there? Or
yeah, it's actually got two rivers running into it. It's not a big, big lake, and the rivers are not too big that run into it.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with it is, you know, these days, right after it rains, it silts up real bad, and you know, your visibility ain't but about 5 foot then.
Right. And what about...
And they've been days that I've seen it up there, the visibility ain't even a foot.
Okay. So. What about critters and stuff? What do you got? You got some cool little fish and turtles and things like that, freshwater animals?
I've got the normal bass, the smallmouth, largemouth bass, and then, bluegill, red eye, which rock bass, some people call it. And then walleye. I mean, that lake is full of walleye. I mean, they're pretty neat.
Are they big? Big monster walleye?
Oh, yeah. Some of them get pretty big.
Okay. Well, that does sound interesting.
You can cast a light on them at night, and their eyes glow like headlights.
Interesting. So you do some night dives up there, like it is part of an advanced course, the whole thing. But the water temp can be fairly chilly.
Yeah. Well, you know, this year it's been averaging up to around 78, down to about 20 foot. Drops down to about 72 when you drop below the thermocline.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can go a couple other places in the lake, and it can actually get down anywhere from 68 to 65.
Youch. All right, so that's cold. And when you get down to that deep, what are you doing? Like a 8 mil or 5 mil, or are you
7 mil?
7 mil. Okay, so you're not going into dry suit territory for you because you're worse.
No.
You're used to that type of water temp.
Well, you know, it kind of makes you talk like this when you first get in.
Yeah,
but then you warm up.
Okay. All right. Well, you got that, I guess. But if you had your druthers, would you be a warm water wuss and head down to the Turks and Caicos or Florida or that kind of thing, or what?
I'm 90% warm water wuss.
Okay. But you do it because you have to. And, you know, you might see some cool stuff
there, and that's how you keep your skills and get keep people certified. You got to work with what you have in your area, correct?
That's correct.
So just because we want to go to these warm water places that are a little bit more exotic doesn't mean we don't like those local places, right? You're with me, aren't you?
I'm with you 100%.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure that, you know, Jeff just, you know, he just doesn't like me. I guess that's okay, but I'll talk to him. Maybe we'll get him on the show, and maybe he can be a our. Maybe we need to do that. Have our first official cold water diving correspondent here on Scuba Radio. Maybe Jeff, who took us to task about featuring more cold water locations. Maybe he could be the guy. I don't know, Bubble Boy. You want to take that role?
Yeah, I could do my reports those on the internet through the website, like. Greg, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. That would that pretty much prove that you would not be a good one at that.
Darn.
So I think Jeff's still in the running for that. We'll see if we can make that happen. I see Pete from Scuba Board is online. We're going to talk to him next and much, much more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Going face to face, or face to snout, I suppose, with a giant shark. The woman who shot this video tells us the folks who helped her into that cage hope to change shark's reputation as a vicious man-eater.
There's some sharks in that water, that water, that water. You can't swim in that water, that water, that water. You won't win in that water. That water, that water, there's some sharks in that water, that water, that water, you won't win in that water.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Whether there's sharks in the water or not, we don't really care. Actually, we prefer there to be sharks. We like seeing them underwater. That's just one of the added benefits of, you know, being down there in the ocean, because they're cool critters. They're just other fish in the sea. They're not going to eat us most of the time. And so we dig it. All right. I got Bubble Boy with me here in the studio. Then via the web, Jerry the Diver Guy. And now we are joined by Pete from Scuba Board. Pete, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
any better, I'd be Greg the Dive Master.
Well, okay. You're probably correct. All right. Well, I wanted to bring you on today, Pete, for a couple things. I want to get your thoughts on something that we have actually talked about a little bit, you know, before, a few weeks ago. With
How to find a mermaid?
What's that?
How to find mermaids?
Oh, no, we know where to find mermaids. You just see me at one of the shows, like DEMA or one of the consumer shows, because we have I don't leave home without them. So, you know, that's easy. What I'm going to talk about is these world record attempts. You know, we were talking about the deep dive record in St. Croix that ended in tragedy. And I don't know, did you see the press release? They're getting ready to do another world record attempt in the Bahamas this time.
For length, though, not for depth.
Yeah, but, you know, they want to do the longest dive underwater, which has been, you know, what they're only down like, I don't know, like 20 feet or less, so they don't have to worry about decompression as much. But I still kind of wonder, this seems like there's a new effort to kind of go down this road of breaking records and creating these stunt type of things. Are you seeing this? I mean, the people that are doing this one in the Bahamas, they're actually coming over from, I believe, if I saw this correct, the girl that wants to do this, they're going for two records. One's for the longest, but she's from, like, Egypt or something. She's, like, from the Red Sea area, I believe. Let me look at my notes here. It's kind of hard to see, but I don't, let's see. They're going to be over at Stewart Coves, and they're going for the longest underwater dive by a woman. And the longest underwater dive by a man, the longest shark dive by a woman, and the longest shark dive by a man. Now, you would think they could do both at the same time, and maybe they're planning to do that.
Is this like the part of the shark and all?
Yeah, exactly. Of course. Yeah, she's actually, her name's, I don't even want to attempt. First name is Miss Reem, R-E-E-M. Aladdin, I don't know. She's a certified scuba instructor, and her team is from Kuwait, and they're coming over to the Bahamas, and they want to set this Guinness Book of World Records early next year in Nassau. So it'll be interesting to see how this how this unfolds. And you know, I don't really knock them for wanting to, you know, create the publicity and to a certain extent from a stunt standpoint. But I don't know. If we start doing all these, like, you know, world record dives, I mean, I know it's just for the longest length as far as underwater. But, you know, things can go wrong with those too, can't they?
Well, they can go wrong with anything. I think right. You and I both together were part of the world's largest underwater news conference. Weren't you part of that at DEMA 5-6 years ago in Las Vegas?
I remember hearing about it, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I was actually on it, you know.
Right, in the aquarium there, yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't the aquarium. It was in a pool at one of the hotels. It was kind of lame. Of course, only as lame as, you know, as some of the things that happen in the industry are. But the whole point was, it was a publicity stunt. It was right. Something to try and get scuba diving on the front page, talking about it with the talking heads. And I don't really have a problem with that, mm-hmm. as long as we're not endangering lives needlessly.
Well, exactly. I mean, something like that is definitely purely a stunt. I mean,
it is. She's going to get cold. What? She's going to have to learn how to do the Warhammer maneuver.
The Warhammer maneuver? What do you mean?
Yeah,
what is
the
that?
The Warhammer maneuver. Everybody knows what the Warhammer maneuver
except
is.
Except me? What is it? What do you mean?
When you have to poop underwater.
Okay.
That's called the Warhammer maneuver.
And
it only counts if you're totally submerged and at least 10 feet under.
Okay. So, and I don't know what that signal is, thank God.
It's a brown plume coming out your butt. You can't miss it.
Oh, okay. That's not really a signal. That's a pretty much.
No, that's a big signal, dude. In fact, we had half a Warhammer happen on the Keys here. I heard about two people who are doing decompression diving. They're on the deco, And they're going, what is the girl in the back of the boat doing? And then they realize, oh, no.
Oh, brother.
As the brown filtered over them.
Yeah. Oh, that's always nice and stuff. We really
it was a crappy dive.
Yeah. Oh, God. Thank God this hour's almost over. Anyway, so,
I really don't have a problem with it as long as they aren't trying to break the laws of physics and physiology.
Well, what is that? If you're at 20 feet... How many hours can you stay underwater without it creating a problem? I don't know what those numbers are. Because we're talking
about... It's a safety stop, dude.
Well, it is, but, I mean, at some point, it can still become an issue. I mean, they're talking about doing 60 hours underwater, say, at 20 feet or whatever.
If you're doing it just as a safety stop, especially if you come up 10 feet for an hour or so towards the end, I think you'd be fine.
I know there has to be a number there where it creates some little issue, but I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting. I'm becoming old and crotchety and that kind of thing. I don't know. We'll continue this conversation and maybe lighten it up a little bit. We got Valentina, the psychic mermaid, is going to join us in hour two. So stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.